Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and joining me now is Washington, D.C. reporter for The Wall Street Journal, Elizabeth Williamson. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome back to WNYC.
Brian.
And I want to get to a couple of other things that are going on today. This could go down.
What other things?
I know. It feels like that. But this could actually be the day that the Supreme Court upholds the Affordable Care Act and President Obama's attorney general is held in contempt of Congress.
Right. Yes. Never a dull moment here. I think Congress giveth and taketh away, or I should say the three branches of government are doing it today.
Indeed. So what are you expecting from the House?
Well, they will probably go ahead with this vote. I mean, here's the thing about the Supreme Court decision. I mean, while it has no impact on, obviously, events like the Oversight Committee's probe into the Fast and Furious program, it will sort of provide gasoline for every fire that's raging in Congress now. So Republicans had really looked to a Supreme Court tossing out of the Affordable Care Act as something that would really set them up for the election later this year. And now that's not happened. It's a significant victory for the president, and that means they have to look for other things in order to impugn the administration in time for the elections.
So the full House will vote on contempt of Congress?
It appears that they will go ahead with this. I mean, barring some last-minute compromise, some middle ground on these documents that they're asking for from Eric Holder, it looks like they may go ahead with this.
At this point, do you know how many Democratic votes Republicans have been able to secure in support of holding the Attorney General in contempt?
I do not. No, I can't imagine they have many.
Certainly it was a party line vote entirely in the Oversight Committee.
Yeah.
There has been some talk that some, especially more conservative Democrats or those mm-hmm. in swing districts where their reelection might be more in doubt, might
yeah.
actually vote to support this on the grounds that, you know, the executive branch should be providing papers that don't seem to threaten national security, but that are more relevant to a lie, whether intentionally or not, that was told mm-hmm. to Congress in this February 4th letter that originally denied the existence of the Fast and Furious gunwalking program.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is a dispute, obviously, over whether this program existed at all. And, you know, beyond that, the administration has said, well, we've turned over 7,600 pages of documents. How much more do you need? I mean, this is something that's been raging now for about a year. And it really sort of points to the role of the Oversight Committee in every Congress as kind of the informal, it's the investigative committee of Congress. But what it often does is pursue programs and investigations that are highly politically motivated. And this is something that, you know, has been sort of humming along in the background for months and months. And it's just, you know, kind of coming to a head now. And, you know, it's no surprise that it's coming to a head at a pivotal time in election year.
Were you indicating a minute ago that the Supreme Court upholding the Affordable Care Act could actually influence whether the House votes on contempt today?
No, I don't think directly. I'm not trying to make a causal connection there. But what I am saying is that, you know, any win for the president is going to fuel those who oppose him in what they're doing. So this kind of sense of, you know, the president and the administration, quote unquote, got away with something. I mean, regardless of the fact that Chief Justice Roberts is the one who really helped upheld this and dealt this victory to the president.
That's almost that may be the most mind boggling aspect of all of this so far. And listeners, maybe you haven't heard this detail yet. This was a 5-4 decision upholding the law. But rather than Justice Kennedy being the swing voter, as usual, it was Chief Justice Roberts. Kennedy voted
yeah.
with the conservatives on the court, and Chief Justice Roberts voted with the liberals to uphold the individual mandate and most of the Medicaid expansion. Elizabeth Williamson, what do you think Congress will do now in reaction to this decision. Obviously, it will inflame the Republicans in terms of their rhetoric and what they say. Will it affect what they do?
There will be efforts after the election to try and strip away parts of the Affordable Care Act. I mean, you know, it's important to keep in mind here that one of the problems the administration and for those who oppose the Affordable Care Act is that most of it doesn't take effect until 2014. And so it's kind of floated out there as a nebulous something that's coming. There are some benefits that have begun almost immediately. There are many of the major ones, including the mandate, the core of this dispute. That doesn't come into effect until 2014. And so this has both hampered the administration in trying to make the case that this is something that's very important, not only for individual Americans and their ability to get health care, but also for the budget, that this was intended to be a money-saving program for the federal government. It's also assisted those who want to portray this as a boogeyman, some, you know, socialized medicine. It's coming. You know, we've got two more years before this comes down the pike and changes the way everyone accesses health care. So the fact that you know, the administration didn't do itself any favors in reaching a compromise that forced the whole thing to kick in so far down the road.
On another matter before the Congress right now and with a deadline impending, the Stafford loans, those federal student loans that would double in terms of the interest rates on July 1st, that's Sunday, it's coming right up, unless Congress acts, something is developing there, right?
Yes. There's nothing like the smell of jet fuel for Congress to reach a compromise, right? They all want to head out for the 4th of July recess. And so, lo and behold, they've reached a compromise on two big items that they've been fighting over. One is they've agreed to a one-year extension of the 3.4% interest rate for subsidized Stafford loans, as you said. And then so that is good news for about 7.5 million students who would get new loans starting July 1st and did face that doubling to 7% of the interest rate. At the same time, they've agreed on a two-year bill to overhaul federal highway programs, and the deadline on that was Saturday. So what do you know? They came to agreement. And really the thing that allowed them to do this is that the negotiators on the Republican side agreed to drop certain requirements that they were trying to attach to these bills. One, demanding that the government approve the Keystone XL oil pipeline, the highly controversial pipeline that was to run from Canada to Texas. And then the other one is there was a GOP provision that would block the government from regulating toxic ash that would be generated by coal-fired power plants. So those two, you know, sort of highly desirable but highly partisan provisions for the GOP were dropped so that they could get these funds out. I mean, they're under heavy pressure. You can't be blocking highway funds and doubling interest rates on student loans in an election year, and they knew that. So these other fights paled in comparison to that imperative.
Elizabeth Williamson, Washington correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Listeners, if you're just joining us, the big breaking news this morning, the Supreme Court has upheld President Obama's Affordable Care Act, entirely the individual mandate, and mostly the expansion of Medicaid provisions. All they can't do is penalize states that choose not to participate in the expansion, so that's going to become a state-by-state issue. We'll start taking your reactions after the news. If you want to call up now and get in line, you can, but it'll be about 15, 20 minutes before we actually get to you. 212-433-WNYC, or you can join the live chat that's going on right now at our politics website, It's a Free Country, about the decision, or on our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr's show. In our last minute, Elizabeth, you wrote an article a couple days ago based on a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll that looked at whether Obama economic policies are helping, hurting, or making no difference. And incredibly, the country was split almost precisely a third, a third, a third, saying helping, hurting, or making no difference. Was that taken to mean health care law included?
No, not necessarily. I think that what the respondents to the poll were really addressing were efforts to stimulate job growth, efforts to stop the erosion of jobs in state and municipal governments. That was more what they were focusing on. In every focus group and in every poll we do, Americans really focus on the jobs issue. And for them, that's shorthand for the economy. So they, I think they were really addressing the president's program, the stimulus program from way back when, and also his more recent efforts, most of them stymied by Congress, to try and build job growth.
And one of the things, as we continue our coverage of the Supreme Court ruling today that we'll talk about, is the impact on jobs. Some employers say this requirement to cover workers with health insurance or pay a fee is going to mean fewer jobs than there otherwise would have been. But Elizabeth Williamson, D.C. correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Brian.